Talmud and Gittin tells us that the great Rabbi Yishmael was his find. He found him in a Roman prison in Rome, and he redeemed him. He went looking for Jewish children the world over. After the Second World War, Rav Herzog, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, who was the chief rabbi of Palestine then, traveled for almost 2 years consecutively to try and find Jewish children and have them released. He personally went to the Vatican to ask the Pope Pius to release about 12,000 Jewish children that were in Christian orphan homes, Catholic orphan homes, throughout Europe. And the Pope gave him 4,000. The current cardinal of Paris, Lustiger, used to be Lustiger, is one of the children that Zechob Gishmat when he was 14. And there are thousands and thousands of such Jewish children throughout Europe. And people gave them to homes, to neighbors. The church collected children. So in our time, it was the same mission that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya embarked upon 1900 years ago to get Jewish children out of the Roman jails and out of the slave markets to redeem the captives. That was his special mitzvah. He traveled back and forth to Rome. It was not taking an Alitalia plane. You can imagine the Gemara tells us many times of storms and troubles that they had on the sea. He was not a young man. But the devotion of this generation of leaders to save the Jewish people, they were convinced that the Jewish people could survive. But in order, what people oftentimes forget is that in order to have a Jewish people, you have to have Jews. You got to have human beings. Cannot talk in theory. You have to have people. And they sacrificed everything to save people, to redeem people. One of the Talmidim of Rabban Gamliel of Yavne was the man called Rabbi Elezer ben Hyrcanus, or as he is known in the Gemara, Rabbi Elezer HaGodol, the great Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer ben Hyrcanus was the son of a millionaire, and he left it to study Torah with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. His father, as all good Jewish fathers, promptly disowned him. And only later in his life, when Rabbi Elezer ben Hyrcanus reached greatness and thousands of Talmidim came to hear, so the father came one day and said, "Who's that? You know, who's speaking? Where's everybody going?" They said, "You don't know, we're going to hear the great Rabbi Elezer ben Hyrcanus." So all of a sudden it dawned on him that there may be more to life than just the inheritance. Rabbi Elezer ben Hyrcanus, again, he was a very strong person. The Gemara holds him to be the last of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, even though he was a Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was a Talmid of Hillel. But in Shita, in theory, in outlook on the world, in outlook on Halacha, he was from the house of Shammai. He was the last of the Mohicans. And he was from the house of Shammai not only in terms of Halacha, but politically as well. The house of Shammai was much more aggressive, as I discussed with you before. They participated in the rebellions against Herod and against the Romans. They were a more aggressive, a more fighting group. Even when it came to matters of halacha, that they felt that they were correct, so they were willing to fight for it, to kill for it, to die for it. The Gemara tells us the 18th